This is the I Love Success podcast. I'm Peter Drukowski, and I have made a vow to myself to help as many people as possible to achieve their dreams. Let's get started. Hey guys, and welcome back to the I Love Success podcast. This is the podcast where I meet the coolest and most successful people on the planet and share their stories. I'm glad to be on this journey together with you. What started as an idea has now become the start of a movement. My mission is to help 10 million people in 10 years to achieve their dreams. I can't do it myself, and because of that, I'm so grateful to all my amazing guests and listeners from all over the world. Thank you. Get ready to get inspired, because here we go. But before we get started, let's give it up to our sponsor, Heston's Beds in Los Angeles. Heston's has always been driven by a passion for sleep and the many benefits it brings for the body and soul. Sleep on a Heston's bed is sleep that makes a difference in the quality of your life. Sleep that allows you to function at your optimal best. A natural process that cannot be replicated, bought over a counter, or swallowed in a pill. A Heston's bed is defined by its comfort and support, breathability, and the ability to regulate your body's temperature while you sleep. While many beds contain a variety of chemicals, glues, latexes, and foam, Heston's beds are handcrafted with exclusively all-natural materials to create the perfect night's sleep. If you're serious about success, you should be serious about your sleep, and Heston's can help you. Check them out at HestonsLA.com. Today's guest is an award-winning producer, director, and writer with 2 feature films and 130 episodes of television to her credit. A talented and proven producer, her projects have taken her from under the hood of an 1,100 horsepower drift car capturing professional driver Matt Field as he attempts to win the Formula Drift Championships, to hanging from cliffs in Lauterbrunnen Valley, Switzerland, capturing the best base jumpers in the world, to the depths of California prison system documenting the struggles and recovery of the godfather of the Santa Cruz surfing brotherhood known as the Westsiders. Her skill as a master editor allows her to see the creative process from a more complete perspective, translating to audiences a highly crafted and engaging experience. She's also an esteemed panelist at the SCL Film and Music Collaboration, A Female Director's Perspective, where she continues to help inspire women in the film and television industry. In 2015, she founded Winter Rock Entertainment, a film and television production company based out of Los Angeles, California, together with her creative partner, Rocky Romano. Her name is Miranda Winters. Welcome, Miranda.
Hi, Peter. How are you doing?
I'm good. That's quite impressive.
Thank you.
And you're only 27, right?
Yep, 27.
Wow. So how did you have time to do all this?
I sacrificed a lot of time. I mean, yeah, basically since meeting Rocky in 2012 and I started as an intern with him, yeah, I've just been going full bore just 100% of the time almost, just working to try and make the best content I can.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been crazy, and I don't have much of a life, but I do have, I mean, I have my life, but yeah, we've been working really hard to accomplish that long list of achievements that you so eloquently outlined there.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We're going to talk more about that and like talking about having no life, quote unquote, but really, really dig into a field that you're passionate about. But let's start a little bit earlier. Who is Miranda Winters?
Well, I grew up in Campbell, California. So that's just, it's kind of a suburb of San Jose, which is south of San Francisco. So not a big city or anything like that. You know, had a pretty normal childhood. I had 2 older brothers that pushed me really hard and, you know, messed with me a lot. So I guess I grew up kind of tough. Yeah, I played a lot of sports. I actually have a bit of a martial arts background. I did martial arts as a kid, like karate, you know, and then ended up being an assistant manager at a gym for like my whole teenage life before going to college. So I guess I've always ended up in kind of management positions. But yeah, that's where I got my start. And then I moved to Santa Cruz to go to college. And that's where I ended up meeting Rocky Romano, my business partner and at the time mentor and still mentor, I guess. And I started working with him. We filmed big wave surfing in Santa Cruz and we started learning to breathe film there. And that's where everything just started taking off. And I kind of discovered how much I like storytelling. I found something that I really enjoyed putting work into.
Yeah, I loved Learning to Breathe, by the way. It was an incredible movie. We're going to talk more about that. So have people told you that you can't make money being a creative?
They haven't told me that directly. I think people like to word things in different ways. I remember early when I was working with Rocky the first couple of years, you know, we were just working together, just scraping together what money we could. I wasn't getting paid a day rate or a salary or anything like that. Of course, I was first an unpaid intern, so I expected nothing. And I mean, I was excited when he would buy me a burrito. You know what I mean? Yeah. It was like, oh my God, free food? Like, yeah. This is incredible. but people would say things like, you can't be working for somebody that isn't paying you. Yeah. You know, you're better than that. And they always like, it's because they care about you. It's not because they want to ruin your dreams or anything like that. But it would be like, you should just quit that internship. Like, if he's not paying you, like someone else will pay you because you're so good at it or whatever. But I always knew, like, I knew meeting Rocky and working with Rocky that we were going to go somewhere. It just felt like we could, I mean, we had barely any resources and we were finishing a documentary film. Like, let's just keep going. Let's keep working together. And I know just creatively and collaboratively, I knew that this was the right way to go. Yeah. So when people said things like that to me, which I know it's just, they just want you to be secure and pay your rent and on time and everything. Yeah. But I kind of just, you know, thanks for the advice. I appreciate it. And then I'm going to do whatever I want to do.
When did you start to fall in love with the process of filmmaking and doing these crazy movies that you guys are doing?
I don't know if there's like an exact moment. Maybe it's like one of the first shoots I did with Rocky, who is just, Rocky's like my best friend, business partner. He gives me all the credit in the world. And I really just like appreciate him for like, you know, waiting until I decided I could talk, you know, and like getting to know me. But I think it might have been I don't know if it was the first time I shot with Rocky at all, because we'd done a few little pieces together, but in Learning to Breathe, we had to go film in court when Anthony Rufo, who's, you know, he was, you know, the godfather of surfing in Santa Cruz, and he fell into drugs, meth specifically, and ended up selling meth and went down this whole downward spiral, but came out of it. But he was still, you know, facing the legal consequences of his actions at the time. And I came into shooting. I wasn't shooting the whole thing with Rocky. It was pretty late into filming is when I came in. But Rocky knew, I had a camera. It was comparable to his at the time. And he asked me to go film in court. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, that sounds like it might be hard, but I mean, that sounds good to me. Like, let's go for it, you know? And it's just like, there's definitely a rush that you get when you're making some, like, I mean, first of all, I love filmmaking, but when you're making like a documentary or you're trying to get a hard a difficult shot and you only have like, you only have this one chance. Like nobody, you can't be like, oh, excuse me, judge, could you say that again? Could you clarify? But I mean, we didn't know if, you know, we put all our stuff through security. We didn't know if we would actually be allowed, because I know Rocky had been, you know, booted from court, booted from filming in court before. And so it's just like, I don't know. Like we get in early, we sit down, we have our cameras, and there's security people. And I'm like, oh man, are they going to make us leave? And the security guys come up and it's like, oh, fuck. Like we're fucked. They're going to make us leave. But they're just like, oh, what kind of camera is that? And I'm just like, I'm like 21 and I'm like, oh, it's this cool DSLR. They're great. I just start explaining it. I like showing it to them and everything. They're like, oh, that's pretty nice. But then we shot it. And it was just crazy because, I mean, you watch that scene, like nobody thought he was going to go to jail. And the judge was like grandstanding and the DA was like grandstanding. I felt like I was in like Law and Order or something. And it was just, it was intense. And then he, you know, Anthony went to jail right there on the spot and like we got those shots and I just walked out of there like, whoa, like, holy shit. I can't believe I just captured that. I can't believe that all of the events in my life have just led me to this courtroom in Santa Cruz, like filming this. And so I mean, that's the first time I felt the rush of capturing something like that, I think. And I mean, obviously I kept coming back for more. So maybe that's a good pivotal point. I hadn't really thought about that before.
I love that. And I think for people like that have a passion in life, once you get that rush, like, wow, I'm really doing it. It feels so good. Then you just keep chasing that. So what have been like during these years, how have you evolved as a filmmaker?
As a filmmaker, well, I've definitely evolved.
And a person,
a lot in both realms. It's like, you learn a lot about storytelling when you just jump in. Like, obviously, I didn't go to film school. Like, I took film classes at UC Santa Cruz, but that was just watching movies and taking notes on them. But once you start doing it, and then I was also the editor, so that was like my biggest role in learning to breathe. So I had, you know, all the footage, and I had to put it together cohesively with Rocky. Like, it was a mess, you know, it was so hard to take everything, especially that first film, you know, and there were hundreds of hours of interviews, I'm sure. Like, it was crazy, and the footage was messy, but I started to begin to understand what it took to put a story together, like what pieces needed to be there. And I'm sure people that went to film school have terms for all those pieces, but I just kind of know them in my head. And it's the things like that maybe you wouldn't think about if you just picked up a camera, like that you need transitions or the story, it doesn't flow. Like, you need to film somebody walking up the steps to the courthouse and the door closing behind them. And you need to film them leaving the courthouse if they're leaving the courthouse. Like, there needs to be beginnings, middles, and ends. That's something that Rocky always like taught me. That was the first thing, is like everything needs a beginning, middle, and an end, even if it's like a transition, you know what I mean? So knowing like these pieces that you need, and then as an editor, knowing how you're gonna put all those together really helps you capture those things. Because if you never put anything together, then how would you know? Like, how would you know what you were missing last time or what you would have preferred to have? So like, as we kept going and we started, after Learning to Breathe was done, we started making TV, and those shows, like the majority, like many of the first ones, I field produced myself. So I was on the ground, you know, wherever it was, like at Formula Drift or in Lauterbrunnen Valley or wherever, and just thinking on the fly, like, okay, I need some kind of conversation between these two people to explain it. Otherwise, we're going to have some voiceover guy say it, and it's not going to be as cool. Like, I need to put, I need to make sure that at the end of this trip, everyone says goodbye and hugs each other on camera. I mean, it has to be on camera. They can't just say goodbye and then walk off their separate ways and I didn't capture it, or the end of my show was going to suck. So like, there's a lot of failure involved in being successful, especially like, because you don't know what you're failing at until you fail sometimes, especially if you are gathering things to make something later. And that's how my storytelling evolved to be more complete, I think. Now, if I produce something, like, I'll make a huge document with everything that I imagine to have. I'll have everything in a list. I'll have, you know, a full production plan. And, of course, things can go awry, but at least you have the plan. Whereas, you know, in earlier times, I might have had ideas that I maybe didn't put down on paper, and then there'd be things that I was missing, and then I'd be in the editing room later kicking myself. And so, yeah, that's how I've evolved as a storyteller, at least.
Yeah, so one thing that I want to ask you about is, you're a lesbian. When did you come out? How has that affect you in your life, with your family? And like, because I know everybody's different in some way. And a lot of times we're afraid to share that with the world. So I think, I'm curious about your story.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my family's really supportive. I guess I don't know that I have like a, I guess I do have a coming out story, but it's not like I was like, you know, sitting people down telling them I was gay, but definitely not everybody knew, especially considering I had, you know, been in a relationship with a dude for 10 years. And then a couple years after that, I mean, I just didn't really talk about my personal life that much. But when I started dating Reyna, my girlfriend, it was like, well, this girl's awesome. I have to introduce her to everybody. Yeah. And so that's what I was just like, hi, this is my girlfriend. Like, yeah. I guess it was a little more serious at other like times. Like, I was like, I think I was hanging out with Rocky, and I was like leaving, like we were hanging out at this restaurant, like bar right by his house, and just chilling there. And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go. He's like, what, do you got a date? I'm like, yeah. He's like, oh, whatever. Like, you just gonna go hang out with some random dude? Like, you like gonna do that without not hang out with me anymore or whatever? I was like, well, it's a chick. So, and he's like, what? And he's like, oh, okay. He's a little bit just surprised because we'd known each other for so long. And I hadn't mentioned anything about, you know, being gay.
When did you know yourself?
You know, that's a tricky question because I feel like I knew for a really long time, you know, like since I was young, I've known, but it's this strange thing where because that's not normal, you don't let it be known to yourself, even though you know it.
Did you suppress it?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, there was like, there's things that happened that were really clear in retrospect, very, very clear signs, you know, but it's just something like it was something that I might struggle with sometimes, but then just not want to deal with. And so I just, you know, pushed it back down. Yeah. But then, you know, I just eventually I was like, wow, like, fuck this. Like, yeah. This is stupid. Like, I should just do what I want. Like, yeah. I know what I want to do, and I need to admit what I want to do and you know, start seeing women.
You have to do your own thing, and you're doing it. I love it. I have two more questions for you. I had a great time. I said we. I hope you had fun too.
Yeah, this was awesome.
So in 20 years, Miranda Winters, looking back at you as a filmmaker, as a creator, what do you want to see? What do you want to have done?
I definitely It is a dream of mine to get more into scripted narrative content. I love documentary filmmaking. It's amazing, but it's just something I've always wanted to do is get into scripted. Like I write, I've written screenplays and I love writing. Like it's amazing. Like I get lost in it. And I feel like everything I do is like a different type of writing, honestly. Yeah. And so I'd like to write and, you know, direct scripted narratives. Like me and Rocky have a few that we're developing and shopping around to try and achieve that goal.
Yeah, I saw he sent me that. And you guys have a lot of exciting things going on.
Oh, yeah. No, so
it's really cool.
We definitely, you know, put it all out on the table to see, like, what the universe will give to us. You know what I mean? And so I think, I mean, in 20 years, you know, I hope I'll have made a whole slew of, you know, scripted narrative TV shows, more documentaries, films, just all that kind of stuff. I just love it. I mean, I'll never stop doing that. So whether it's having a production company that's producing a lot of things that I'm not always, you know, I'm not like writing and directing all of them, that would be great. If I am, that's amazing. That's what I'm looking forward to.
I just love it. I was just thinking when you were talking, like, and this all started from a one-line Craigslist ad.
Yep.
But the funny part is, like, there's so few people that would actually go after this and do it first for free, then working, and then see it as a learning experience, because I think a lot of people, they're looking for the payday too early. We got to work first, and you have done it. It's incredible. So thank you for that. And thank you everybody for listening in. And again, a big thanks to our sponsor, Heston's Beds Los Angeles. Heston's will change the way you sleep forever with the finest beds, mattresses, and bedding accessories in the world. If you're serious about success, you should be serious about your sleep. Check them out at hestonsla.com. If you have any questions and comments, check us out at ilsuccess.com. And also, don't forget to share this podcast with friends and everybody you think that can benefit, because that's how we grow and that's how we can help more people. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.